Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
You may remember news reports from last week of a man in Holland who was legally applied to have his age lowered from 69 to 49. That man's name is Emil Rattleband. He's on the line. He's in an airport. Afternoon, Emil.
Hello, Sean. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So what is your argument for being legally allowed to make your age younger?
My argument is this, that my doctor says my biological age is 42, 45. So I want to have my biological age in my passport. Because now sometimes I have to lie, or when I ask for example, a loan for my house, it's impossible because I'm too old. But when I want to have a new job, you know, then also impossible because then you are too old. In Holland, it's like that. Unemployment is only for people above 55. So it's not nice. And also the work I'm doing, I'm a consciousness expander. Then the people always say, what's your age? Yeah, you're 69. Yeah, you're not too old to understand what's going on nowadays with the young people from 30, 35. So I just want to change my age. I want to start all over. You know, the mind follows the body, or the body follows the mind. And that's my profession. And so that's what I want to do, actually.
Right. And also, but in terms of the legal precedent, if you are allowed to change your age from 69 to 49, wouldn't everybody else be allowed to do that then as well?
Yeah, of course. But it's only good for the government. For example, my pension is 1,500 a month. And so when I get rid of this pension for 20 years, it's a statement for the government for about 300,000 euros. And that in that the same 20 years, I'm going to have to pay for the pension again, you know, and I pay income tax because I will be active again. I will have new children. I will buy a new house or a new cars. So I become really a new citizen for the government so they can suck me off again, you know, with the money.
Yeah.
You see?
I understand that point, but I'd be worried that somebody who was 49 could then say, I want to have my age changed to 69, and then they can
No, no, no. It's only this. The court says to me, we can only, you ask only to go down. You cannot go up. That's impossible. That has something to do with legal, because in Holland, it's not forbidden to change your age down, but it's forbidden to change your age up. That's forbidden.
Right. So
that's the law.
Have people done this before then, change their age down?
Yeah, I don't know, because nowadays you see that everybody is looking better than 25 years ago. You look at your grandma, for example, 40 years ago, she looked like when she was 58, she looked like a woman from 85. And now if you look at the people, you know, they have new organs, they have better teeth, they have more hair, they're looking better, they have more vitality, more energy. So what? That's it. The people are changing completely.
Right. Is this about sex as well, Emil?
I beg your pardon?
Is it about sex as well and dating?
No, it has nothing to do about the dating. That the people said they make that they. Somebody said to me, "Well, this is great because if you are on Tinder, then it's very good that you can change your age. Then the people take you more seriously. You don't have to lie anymore." Because a lot of people probably lie on Tinder, but that's not my case. That's not my case.
Right, okay. So that's not a factor at all for you?
No, not a factor at all. But right. When I ask for a loan, you know, it's impossible. So you understand that?
Yes,
I
do, yeah.
You cannot buy a new house anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie anymore. I want to be honest. I want to start all over. I have two mothers who carry a baby for me. So I get the baby and I don't want to have the mother. So, you know, I don't want to have the complaining in my house. So that's what I learned in my life. So you must see, I'm 69 in my brain. But also, I behave like somebody who's 40, 45. And so I have the knowledge of somebody who's 68 and I'm 69. And I don't make the mistakes anymore.
Right.
So that's so beautiful. I turn it around, actually.
Yeah. When you said you have two mothers carrying babies for you.
I have put an ad on my Facebook. And I said, I have so much trouble with my wives in the past. And that's why I lost my children, because, you know, in Holland, is the law is like that. If you have a divorce, the children automatically go to the mother. And the mother always says to the babies, your father is bad, and he left me, and he don't pay me, and you don't go to him, you know. So my last four children, I lost them, you know, because it's a fact that they have not raised with their father only for one weekend a month. And I'm not in their system. That's what they say also. Papa, you are not in our system. So you see, so now I want to do it. I take a new chance. I take not the wife, but only the children.
Right, okay. You want a woman to have a baby for you and then you have the baby exclusively. The children that you've had already, what ages are they?
The youngest are 8 and 11. Then I have one from 17. I have one from 27. She's very famous, actually. And then I have three from 35 and 42.
Right, yeah. Okay. So if you manage to legally change your name or your age, you'll only be 7 years older than your oldest child.
Okay, so what's the problem? You know, one of my ex-wives always says to her baby, our daughter, she always says, your daddy is a great child because he likes to go into the festival. He likes to go into the kermis. He likes to go in the, you know, in all the exciting things in Euro Disney. He's like a big child. And that's me. I have a little bit. I know if you look at me at my site, you know, www.amil.world, then you see that I'm a really young guy in my behavior. And also, the mind follows the body, or the body follows the mind. Body and mind are one. You must understand that. It's my profession also to do work with that.
When are you hoping to get a result of your court application?
I will get the result today in 3 weeks. And then when I win, then their government will go in appeal. And when I lose, I go into appeal. So I go further on till the Court of Justice in Europe. So
right.
That will be Strasbourg or Luxembourg.
Okay.
I don't give up.
That might cost you a lot of money.
No, it doesn't cost a lot of money because the lawyer is working almost for free because it's good advertisement for him and it's also making a new law. Because
right.
The judge said there is no law in Holland that you are forbidden to lower your age. So that's a beautiful thing.
Emil Rattleband, thanks very much for speaking to us today.
Okay, thank you very much. And a nice island is my favorite country. Bye-bye, everybody.